Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at Nasqued University. This episode is entitled The Royal Road.
You start.
No, you start.
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 Start.
You start.
You start.
You start.
You start.
You start.
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 You.
Start.
You.
You.
Start.
You.
Start you.
You start.
You start.
You start.
You start.
You start.
I start.
You start.
You start.
You start.
Starting.
I.
Starting.
Start.
Starting. Starting. You are. Start. Starting.
I am. Start.
Starting. Start.
Start.
Starting. You start.
You start.
Starting. You start.
You start.
Starting.
You start.
Starting.
Starting.
Start.
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 You start.
You start.
Starting.
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 What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Starting.
What is up?
Stop it.
What's up?
Starting.
What's up? Hey, what's up? What's up?
You start. You are starting.
What's up?
You are starting.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
You are starting.
Are you ready?
What's up?
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you
ready? Are we ready?
Are
you ready?
What?
Are you?
What? What? What?
You are starting.
Are you ready?
What?
What? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
I would say.
What? What's up? What was that?
Are you ready?
What was that? What was that? What's that? What's up? What?
I would say.
What's going on? You okay?
I know that it's scary.
Yeah. What's up?
But.
What's going on? Are you okay?
You really need to be scared because we can't afford your denial and we can't afford your apathy.
I'm ready.
I would say.
I'm ready.
What's up with
ready.
This?
I would say.
Ready.
Ready.
Green?
What's
are you green?
With
I'm green.
I know that it's scary.
Ready?
Scary, but you really need to be
ready.
You
ready?
You really need to be
ready. You ready?
Daydream. People will talk down to you because they don't want to understand your condition. They don't care about you or the problems that surround you. People will make you doubt everything that you have ever done or said. The opinion of shallow-minded people does not matter because they refuse to broaden their mindset. I wish people would stop dragging me down while I'm trying to pull myself up. People like my opinions until I form one about them. My problems are my own, and I don't care if you relate to them. Everything important to me will eventually lose its shine. I hope that one day I will look back and realize that everything ended up fine.
I had a shower at a daycare center. I had long hair, and I used Head & Shoulders shampoo. A mouse was skittering across the floor in the dark. I could hardly see it. I went to grab him, but he was big. My family and I were invited to have dinner with the Queen. I shook her hand and hugged her. She was dying. She announced that Princess Kate was to be the new queen. Miss Callahan, the calculus teacher, asked if I wanted to go for a walk with her. I agreed, but I had to find my socks first. All I could find were hats and mittens. Eventually, I found some socks. We walked to the end of the driveway, and I looked back at the building. It was just a luxurious duplex. Miss Callahan and I walked for a bit. It was nighttime. Streetlights and cars lit up the scene. We said nothing to each other, as she was on the phone with someone the whole time. My family and I were then at Tim Hortons. We found a spot to sit and eat, and then I noticed my old friend Haley sitting across the table. I asked her how she was and how school was going. We talked about art for a bit, and then I was back at the Queen's duplex, where I had a golden retriever puppy and I was trying to hug him. The next thing I knew, there was a megalodon in the Halifax Harbor. Giant shark. I was a surfer sitting on my surfboard and it swam underneath me. It was close enough to the surface that I could feel its back as it swam by, but it was rough and bumpy and unlike regular shark skin. I teleported to shore and warned my step-sibling Haley that she shouldn't go swimming in the harbor. Her boyfriend came over, but my dad wouldn't let them share a room. She was upset and started smoking. I told my dad he was being a bit strict and ridiculous. Felix and I were starting work at a fast food restaurant called Chicken Blicks. We arrived 10 minutes late. I had to get changed still. My mère had driven us, and she drove through the Crystal Palace parking lot, almost hitting a few other cars. One car nearly accidentally drove into the building. It hit the brakes last minute.
I had a dream that me and a bunch of guys were on an Air Force team.
Air Force actors in the sky.
But we weren't.
What's the context of this?
Because a guy was watching it from a television, so I guess we were actors.
What's the context of this?
And on the television, all of the Air Force actors, they're all facing one direction, but there's no plane. What's the context of this? On the television,
there's no plane.
They're facing one direction, and one guy at the top turns to everybody at the bottom and goes, on the television, to nobody in particular. Gee, Chief, what's the context of this? Sometimes I don't like my position, but you know what? I'll stick with my
Air Force actors.
Air Force position, because that's how you get to the top. And then we're just facing one direction
on the television to nobody in particular.
And this woman at the back was like, what's the context of this dream?
I'll start. Here.
If I act on my dream,
I was getting. So, context. I work at 5 a.m. most nights. And I'd fallen back asleep after my alarm had gone off because I stay in bed for a little bit, like an absolute imbecile. And so, in my dream that I was dreaming in this little period, I was moving vehicles around this large empty parking lot. And I was just kind of like hopping in, pulling the key, like turning it and driving it a little bit so that it's like better aligned, and then getting out and moving on to the next one. And I was doing this for a while. And then suddenly my father, in a gray Jeep that he doesn't own in real life, but that he was driving in this dream, he tears into the parking lot with it, and he opens up his door and he says, "Lillian, what the heck are you doing here?" And I say, I'm moving the cars in the driveway. And he says, "You're supposed to be at work. I just came from the highway. Why aren't you on the highway?" And then I just bolted out of my dream and realized that I was 10 minutes late for work. And I just like tore out of the house, got into my dinged up town and country van, and drove off. Definitely my father was trying to make sure I wasn't late for work.
Wait a minute. I know you just recalled your whole dream, but something about hearing it and then thinking about it, I already forget everything that you've just said. And I think that the only way that I can remember it is if I see you live through it again. Do you think you could do that for us sometime? Because I really want to remember it, and I already forget.
I think I would do that. I can get the cars and the lot.
I can be late for work. I can oversleep.
Yeah, I can be late for work. I can get up if you want to get up at 5 a.m. We can go.
Okay. We can go back.
Look, you're late. Get up.
I'll be the truck.
You'll be the truck?
For the
car. I'm going to hop in you. Turn the key.
I always dreamed of being that. Can I be the liminal space between the...
Image ID : Lieutenant Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation inside of a garbage can. Garfield, with the text beneath: "You are not immune to propaganda."
My body remembers my dreams more than my head.
What could only be described as an anime waifu with a cowboy hat on her head, surreptitiously photoshopped.
Really?
Does that hurt?
Okay, you woke up screaming the other day.
Oh, did I?
Probably.
Oh my god.
That makes sense. Yep. Often happens. Mm-hmm. I had a dream once that I was walking down a sidewalk. I've always remembered this one. And I was pushing a baby carriage, I was walking with someone, and then all of a sudden, I think I turned around, and the baby carriage rolled, like, through the traffic, and I think it, like, it was like a four-laned highway, and it almost made it all the way through, and then once we got to the end, I think maybe a car hit it or it hit the curb. Regardless, the baby goes flying up in the air and lands between two other cars, and we're on a hill. And I rush over, and the head of the baby has just come straight off, and it's like the neck is like, it's like the neck of the head is like detached from the, it's like a ball and...
Like Lego.
A young girl of only 17,
but there's blood
with brown
and, like,
hair,
like
square glasses,
fluid
with teal on the rims.
Oh, yeah. And cervical? Suddenly, like, yeah, like... It, like
hazel
white,
eyes.
White,
it's like what's in your...
Yeah.
With a green and black checkered flannel and a daisy flower crown.
I was never named Hazel.
I was a good named Hazel once. That's a coincidence.
It's weird.
It's really weird, yeah. No, I was a baby named
Hazel. A book. Most likely taken off of the shelf.
I don't really remember anymore.
It is entitled Gender Queer, a memoir by Maya Kobebe.
Can I call Hazel from now on?
That's, yeah, sure.
That's a good name. I like Hazel. Do you like Hazel?
I like hazelnuts.
You look like a hazelnut.
You look like a hazelnut. I think people need that shot through, like, Jen.
Is that why you're so scared of babies?
Yeah, I'm petrified.
Do you think the fruit came first? Or
living in a dream, like, actually acting like that.
I think that's the only way to remember them. Should just have one, and then I'll not be scared.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the nightmare. Living the
dream. It's not like Dr. Hazel.
Living the dream. It's a nightmare.
An image of James, part of Team Rocket from the Pokemon series of anime.
Hazel's such an easy, it's like...
The text below says,
it's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, right.
when everything's worth, our work is complete.
Hazel, yeah.
Is that a Pokemon name?
Pokemon definitely came first.
Yeah,
really?
Everything's actually named after.
Yeah, everything's named after.
Yeah. Yeah. Two dolls, humanoid figures, but with lamb heads. One has a white petticoat with a three sheep necklace.
Talking about dreams, white the last few weeks, I've been setting my alarm at, like, say if I have to wake up at 8:30, I'll set it for 7 or 7:30, just to allow myself the ability to lucid dream in the morning, and it's been working almost every day for the past few weeks. I kid you not.
What do you do in your dreams?
Usually, there's like, I still don't have full control over the whole dream, but often it starts with me laughing as I'm aware that it's a dream, and because it's usually a really ridiculous thing that tips me off. Like the last one that happened, I guess it was this morning, I was in a car that went into a lake, and usually that's like a nightmare for me, the idea of like being trapped in a car and drowning. And this time there's something about the behaviors of the other people in the car not panicking as we were entering the lake that I realized it couldn't be real and it had to be a dream. And so then I started laughing really hard, and I spent much of the beginning of that dream just trying to explain to my friends in the car that we were all in a dream and they were dream characters, and they were pretty they were unfazed. They were completely unfazed, as if they couldn't hear me, but I just laugh a lot, and it was real laughter. Like I was having a blast, and then from there
it's a commentary on how your friends never actually
picture below is a comic strip.
Well,
on the left side is a man, not facing us. He's wearing a suit and a trench coat. On the right side is a man, further away, facing us. He's wearing a suit and a trench coat. They are both waving to each other very furiously. The text bubble on the left, depicting the left man, says, "Same hat!" Exclamation point, exclamation point. The text bubble on the right, depicting the further man, says, "Same hat!" Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
If you flick the lights, I mean, the lights in here are kind of strange, but there's a few different lights in here, sets of lights, and
all
so...
All these wobbly things on the walls, why are they also angular?
All the clocks, there's no clock actually in here, but if there were, I'm sure they'd all just be jargony.
The space itself seems like we're already in a dream, does it not?
Does anything exist outside of that door?
Wow.
We won't know until we open it.
Yeah. I'm too scared to open it. What happens if we open it and we realize we're in a dream?
Then we can make whatever we want, right?
If we stay in a dream forever, does that become our reality?
I think so.
What if we can't wake up?
What if we don't open it up?
I haven't slept in 2 days. I'm sweaty.
Freckles are just.
I heard there's like a special cleaning fluid that you can like wash the eggs with.
An image of a rabbit eating a strawberry off of a tiny, ordained plate. An illustration of a rabbit in school clothes with a text bubble that states, "I think I'm dying." The face of Hatsune Miku on an illustrated body. The text above states, "A furry." They are pointing at themselves. An image of a Golden Girls chia pet. This one in particular is Blanche. An image of John Mulaney from his most recent telecomedy, Kid Gorgeous in Radio City. He's pointing at the audience, and it is from the moment when he says, "No." An image of Fox McCloud from the Star Fox series, T-posing. Well, it's not that it's worth nothing, it's on a scale of 1 to 10. The fact's being 11 or 12. An image of a cartoon plum with a thumbs up in one hand and their hand pointing upwards in the other.
What about memes?
An image of a sad cat with a cowboy hat on it. The text above reads, "You can't always be a strong cowboy." The text below reads, "Sometimes being an alive cowboy is just enough." An image of John Egbert, a kid from the Homestuck webcomic. He's looking out of his window very menacingly. An image of Dr. Robotnik, also known as Eggman, from the newest Sonic the Hedgehog live-action movie. A meme of the format, "What if we kissed blank?" Depicted is an image of a morgue. The top text reads, "What if we kiss?" Kiss emoji, kiss emoji. The bottom text reads, "At the county morgue, skull emoji. Love emoji." An image of a rather fat blue jay. An image of the artwork Truth coming out of her well to shame mankind. Depicted in the artwork is a naked lady with black hair and a whip. She's crawling out of an ordained well with leaves behind her. A baby photo of his head in his photoshop. Depicted is a young child wearing overalls. They have been edited. a GIF of a fox riding a duck. Tokyo drifting. An image of Elaine Benes from the TV series Seinfeld, looking rather crazed.
I'm allergic to trigger.
No, you just don't remember. Oh. You sold that memory.
Yeah, you actually.
I cured that.
It makes me break out.
Does it?
Yeah, freckles.
That's a bleach for that.
Oh.
Yeah, for the eggshells.
An image of Dorothy from the show The Golden Girls. The text below reads, I feel the power of Satan inside me.
Usually just exchange them for hair.
How
long does it take you to grow them?
The memories? About the same rate as hair.
So what's the exchange for?
Do you know that hair grows at the same rate that the moon is leaving the orbit of Earth?
Where's it going?
Is that a real fact?
Well, there is no real fact.
You have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University. This episode was entitled The Royal Road. It featured the voices of Ross Unger, Gemma Leslie, Eric Dupuis, Lil McDonald, Sophia Bush Anderson, Aidan McMahon, David Clark, and Devin Chambers. Sound design and editing were by David Clark. Nothing to See Here is produced by David Clark at NASCAD University in Halifax. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.